Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Brewski.
Scott Roeder of Evidence Room is with us on this edition of the podcast. We're talking about the murder of Madeline Kingsbury. Prosecutors said in a complaint that a roll of Gorilla duct tape found at the home of Madeline and Fravel shared the same color and width as the one at the scene where her remains were found, as well as pillowcases that matched the gray fitted sheet was also found in the house, and the opposite sheets that were found, the non-fitted sheet to that set. The fitted sheet was found at the crime scene, rather. The non-fitted was found at the home, I should say. These are interesting pieces of evidence. I'm sure they're going to be going through a lot of things here. Someone who's found in the middle of the woods, with your experience, what are the type of things that they're going to be looking for here? And obviously they have found some things already.
Well, I think, first thing I'd like to say is, it's not gorilla duct tape. It's just gorilla tape. Duct tape is a special brand. Brought to you by Cleveland, Ohio, is the capital of duct tape. If you go right down the street from my house, you'll see a giant yellow duck on a duct tape factory. So just a little shout out to duct tape, duct tape.
Respect the duck.
Respect the duck. I mean, listen, the gorilla tape is pretty good, but I'll still go with the duct tape.
Sure.
But I think that that's damning evidence. The fact that they found the fitted sheet to the air mattress that she was found in. And there was also a towel that was knotted and wrapped around her neck, around his neck. I'm sorry.
Her neck.
Around the neck. Around her neck. And that could have been the ligature used to strangle her. Mm-hmm. And so I would be checking, okay, is this, does this towel match the towels that are in his bathroom? Do they have five other towels of the same brand and color and whatnot that are the same found around her neck? The bed sheet, obviously that's going to match. They found the duct tape back at his house. I mean, these are all damning, pieces of evidence, that implicate him dramatically. So, you know, and they're going to find a lot more stuff too. You know, they might find his DNA, his skin under her fingernails.
Sure.
You know, when somebody gets strangled to death, you know, their first indication is going to be to, you know, scratch and claw at the arms, face area of the person that's strangling them, whatever they can reach. So I think that they will find more evidence. You know, when somebody's found like that out in the woods, you know, he actually did himself a disservice if he did do it by wrapping her in the towel, because that would preserve the body and prevent it would prevent the acceleration of the decay of the body and thereby evidence if it was just exposed to the elements. Mm-hmm. By wrapping her in the sheet, that would maybe not by a lot, but it would preserve that evidence somewhat to prevention of, you know, animals and certain weather, things like that. It keeps all of that evidence together. So I think that he did himself a disservice by doing it that way, because I think it's going to preserve the evidence. If she would have just been exposed without that, there would have been a much higher rate of decomposition, I think.
How long does things like underneath her fingernails, his DNA, if she was out there in the elements, although being wrapped in a towel, or a sheet, how long does DNA last on something like that where they could trace it back to him if, in fact, it's there?
I mean, like I said, it depends on the specific of what kind of weather and the duration. But I think that you would expect DNA and skin to be under those fingernails for, you know, well over, you know, 6 months to a year.
Really? Okay.
You should still be able to find evidence of it.
As long as it hasn't been, like, destroyed or eaten or something like that.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of morbid. As far as I know, this did not happen in this case. Is that why sometimes you see murders where people's, like, hands are missing or fingers are missing? Is that something where, like, a more experienced person is, like, a more experienced killer, rather, is more like, I know they could get me on this, so I'm going to take this with me?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, people think that. And it's true. You know, listen, we don't want to give a playbook to potential murderers out there. But at the same time, you know, I think that that's probably true. That, you know, if these people can keep their cool mind about them and do it like that, then that's absolutely something one would think of if they're in their right mind and they're trying to get away with this murder. But the bottom line is most people that commit murders are not in their right mind. They're not thinking correctly. They're not using their full capacity of cognitive thought, because if they were, they wouldn't be doing the crime in the first place.
Sure.
You know, these people are by nature going to have big mistakes. And just to give a shout out to the 17th century scientist, forensic scientist, Edwin Locard, who said, whenever you enter a room, you leave something there. And whenever you leave a room, you take something with you. And that is the basic footprint to forensic science, is no matter how big or how small, you always leave something behind and you take something with you whenever you go into a room and walk out, whether it's a fiber, whether it's DNA, whether it's blood, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, there's always a sign that's left. And it's up to the investigator to figure out what it is and bring that person to justice.
Oftentimes in cases like this, it's the murderer, the spouse, the whoever it is, they're not a career killer. It's something that either they were plotting for a little while and thought they had the perfect plan, or sometimes it's accidental but intentional at the same time, where in the heat of the moment, things went too far. This is an interesting one from what we know about Fravel, as far as his behavior and the abuse that he put on to Madeline. We have stories of her being on phone calls, on Zoom calls, where he didn't realize she was there, and then physically attacking her and assaulting her. We have accounts on text messages between Fravel and her talking about Gabby Petito, saying if she didn't listen up, she would end up like Gabby Petito, and probably mentioned in, number one, it's serious, but narcissists and people like this kind of do that in jest. And then when you call them on the carpet, it's, oh, you're just taking it too serious. It was just trying to be a sick joke. And also her or him hitting her in front of the kids, and she's saying, I'm not okay with that. And his response saying, you'll adjust. I wonder, and not that it matters all that much, but I wonder how much this was a murder that he was plotting for quite some time, or this was rage because she was starting to see someone else, and one of his episodes of attacking her and being abusive went too far, and then he freaked out, and that's why it was such a poor job of what he did with hiding the body.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this guy, I think, was filled with rage. He was rejected, being rejected, and he couldn't stand for that. He could not stand to be rejected. And that rejection, you know, led him to this, you know, heinous, if he did do it, event. You know, you see that a lot. And, you know, one of the most common kinds of murder out there is domestic, between a husband and a wife or a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. And this guy was full of contempt. He was fully being rejected, and he acted out in that slight that he felt. And you know, this guy's not special. He's a typical bum who I think just couldn't handle the reality of his life. And you know, he decided to take an innocent life, if he did do it, as instead of facing himself and looking at, well, why is he being rejected, and try to fix yourself. And he decided just to kill the person that was rejecting him. And unfortunately, that's probably the most common scenario for, you know, domestic violence that leads to murder.
Sure.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Hey, if you want to weigh in on any of the cases that we follow for you right here, we'd love to hear your feedback. 888-554-5537. It's that phone number, 888-5-KILLER, to weigh in 24/7, 365. We may use your opinion on a future episode of the program, all right? I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking episodes or discussions. Get an ad-free experience when you sign up through Apple Podcasts right now. Stay with us.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.